Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, some breaking news for you, because this is about the 100 milliliter limit on liquids when you're going through security at Dublin Airport. It's gone. From midnight tonight, passengers will no longer have to take liquids, gels and electronics out of their hand luggage for security. And that 100 milliliter limit is raised to 2 litres, would you believe it? Graeme McQueen is the head of communications with the DAA, and he joins us now. Graeme, you're very welcome. This might be good news for people who hate restricting themselves to the 100 millilitre limit, but why is it gone?
It's gone because we've just completed the rollout of new C3 scanners across T1 and T2. So most people who travelled this summer would have gone through one anyway, but we couldn't fully lift the 100 mil limit. We couldn't allow passengers to keep their liquids and their electronics in their bag until the full refit was done. So we've completed that. And as of midnight tonight, you can leave your liquids and electronics in your bag. Your liquids can be over 100 mils. So I think a lot of passengers are going to be very happy with this news.
Well, I'd say they will be, but they also want reassurance that security is going to be as robust now that the restriction on liquids is gone and you can leave electronics in the luggage, because this was all about ensuring that flights were safe and secure. So can you reassure people?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, this isn't about removing the 100 mil liquid limit per se. This is about putting in place the safest, best security scanners that are available in the world. And that's what these are. It just happens to be a consequence of that. The technology is so good that we can get rid of this liquid limit. So anyone traveling can be reassured now going through Dublin Airport that we've got the best scanners available. And that's good news for anyone traveling in the years ahead.
How do the C3 scanners work?
It's a bit like a CT scan in the hospital. It creates a 3D image of the bag. Our scanners, the scanning team, can look very closely into the bags. They can get really forensic with what's in there. So it's really, really advanced technology. You can compare it to what was in play up until now, which was akin to X-ray. So really, really big step forward. It's been a big investment. It's taken us about 3 years to put all these scanners in place. Well, big investment by DAA, but it's going to be good for passengers.
And I want to know the cost in just a second, but are these scanners used anywhere else in the world?
The rollout of these scanners is happening in airports all around the world. We're one of the first major airports to be fully installed. We've got about 30 of these scanners now in place. So that's been a huge, huge effort to get those in. It's involved bringing them in through the roof in some cases in T2. They're really big, really heavy. Mm-hmm. And we've done this at the same time.
Okay,
as
so this is the rollout. We're pioneers at Dublin Airport, really, I suppose, when it comes to this. Have they been tested? How do you know that the liquid is not flammable, not dangerous, without taking it out and without restricting it using these scanners?
Well, look, that's all part of the technology that's in these machines. Look, I think this has been tested for a long time. We first did a trial of these back 3 years ago, and the rollout has followed back on the basis of that, because the trial was very successful. This is all part of EU regulations. It's part of world regulations in terms of airports. They're really, really strict regulations. So these are the best in class, and they set us up for many, many years ahead.
Hey, okay, wow. How much do they cost?
They're expensive. I don't have a final figure, but you are talking tens of millions of euro to put all these scanners into Dublin Airport. But look, we put through 30 plus million passengers a year, so it's a sound investment.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll discuss the effect in just a second. But did you say we have 30 of these scanners?
We have 30 of them across the two terminals. Yeah, so a lot of people going through them.
Wowza! And so you can't give me a ballpark figure then, an approximate.
I wouldn't, Cormac. There's a lot goes into this.
Are we talking hundreds of millions then?
No, you'd be talking tens of millions.
Tens, okay. Less than 100 million.
Not hundreds.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
So will it mean a faster route through security for people?
Yeah, first and foremost, it means safer. It also means smoother and quicker as well. So that's good news for passengers. I think a lot of people will have used these. Certainly T2 has been done for almost a year now. Terminal 1 was a bit trickier because we had to put some reinforcements into that old building to make sure we could get them in. So people love them, though. I was in the terminals with one of your reporters today who was vox popping passengers, and everyone was really happy with the news.
Okay, the feedback is good. I hope so. For tens of millions of euro, Graeme, I hope people do like them. Will they have them in Cork Airport?
Yeah, they're coming to Cork very soon. So Cork is just about to start work on putting in a new floor, which will host the security areas. All the new scanners will go up there, and that's going to be able to cope with all the passengers that are coming Cork's way. We see Cork growing to 5 million in the years ahead, so this will set them up to accommodate them.
Wow, 51551, by the way, if you're enthused by this. Yeah, I know you don't operate, I think, Knock and Shannon, but will they have these C3 scanners?
Yeah, they've had them in for a while, actually, Cormac. We don't operate them, as you say, but they've only got a couple of scanners in those airports. They're much smaller, so it's much simpler to put them in. But they've had them for a while. So, but in terms of major airports, this puts us up there with the best.
Okay, so the plastic bags are gone. The restriction on liquids gone. The electronics hauling them out of the bag, that's gone. All of this is gone, Graham, and it's safe, you say.
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true, Cormac, but it's not. I'm delighted myself to see those plastic bags gone. I know my kids used to drive me demented trying to get everything in there when going on the summer holidays. So, yep, the 100 mils limit is gone. You can take through your cans of Coke, your bottles of water now, which is great news. And you know, you don't need to take the electronics out either. I'm tired of seeing people fishing around in the bags trying to get them out. So no more from this evening.
So you'll only have to do that when you're returning back from the return airport, I suppose, because they mightn't have the C3 scanners. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that is fair. I think a lot of airports are not as far down the line as Dublin, so you need to check with your airport if you're returning back to Dublin to make sure you know their liquids rules. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, look, that seems like good news. Can I ask you about something else that I know you're concerned with at the DAA at the moment? Recent reports of the company's CEO, Kenny Jacobs, that he's reached an agreement in principle for an exit package, and this is pending ministerial approval, according to some reports. Can you confirm that?
Look, that's all speculation, Cormac. I can't comment on that. There's a lot of media speculation at the moment. What I can tell you is I was down with Kenny in his office today talking about Christmas, so it's very much business as usual at Dublin Airport and Cork Airport.
Why the secrecy?
There's no secrecy. If there's something to be said in time, we will say it. But for the moment, Kenny Jacobs remains the CEO of DIA. And as I say, he's on the ground doing the job day to day.
I know, but the minister has talked about this. He's talked about the issues being between the board and the CEO. I mean, this is a matter of public importance. This is a key piece of infrastructure, Graham.
Yeah, but the key piece of infrastructure is working very well. We've 100,000 passengers going through Dublin today, thousands more in Cork, and all those passengers are going through with smiles on their faces. That's the focus of the team today.
I know it is, but in the note from the management to the board, where you said Kenny Jacobs is and remains the chief executive, you did note that there was a lot of uncertainty for staff. So this is affecting people, obviously.
Well, look, the team are very focused on getting passengers through. That's ultimately what our business is about. It's about making our passengers happy, getting them on their way. And that will remain the case. If there's something to be said on Kenny Jacobs or anyone else working for DAA, we will say that in time. But for the moment, it's all just speculation.
Was there a mediation process?
I'm not privy to those details, Cormac. I think we've made a statement on that in recent days. It's very limited in what we can say. But if we have to say more, we will say that in the coming days.
Okay, my final question to you is, this is obviously a matter of importance for politicians as well, because Sinn Féin has described the exit package, which, according to some reports, I don't know, is in the region of 1.2 million euro, as an insult to workers and families.
Well, I think that's jumping the gun because, as I say, there's nothing to announce at the moment. There is no package. Kenny Jacobs remains the CEO and he's working hard today in Dublin Airport to get our passengers on their way.
Okay, Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager with the DAA. Thank you very much.